All right, so there's a series that I wanted to start last year, 23 Days to a Motivated Mindset. Then I got kind of overwhelmed with, you know, how many people are out there kind of talking motivation, stuff like that. And I really didn't want to come across as someone that is just a motivational speaker. I wanted to show how you become successful or to have a positive mindset through the actions, through my daily actions and my progression, and let that kind of speak for itself. So I want to share this series with you, and it's not going to be to a motivated mindset. It's going to be to a positive mindset, because I think that's where a lot of people are struggling these days. I think that we always tend to go to the negative because it's that easy to do, or it's the norm. And I think that when you have a positive outlook on things, it really helps you to move on to the next situation or move past that situation or the different difficulties that you may have in your life. So I'm here in my car. I would be doing this outside, but it's super windy here. It's been raining a lot here in California, and I wanted to knock this out before I went into work. So we're going to talk about the first day, right? So this will be a 23-day series that I'm going to run, and this is the first day to that series, and we are going to start with the why. Now, you may hear a lot of motivation people talk about this kind of thing, but it's not just all talk. Your why is so, so important. It is the foundation of why people do things. It's got ties to emotion, and emotion drives action. So when you say that you want to do something or you want to accomplish something in your life, if your why is not strong, you are not going to accomplish that thing. Because when you come to things like adversity or different challenges in your life and your why is not strong, it's not going to make you strong enough to want to push through those things, because it's, you're not doing it for the right reasons, or you're doing it for to prove somebody wrong, or you're doing it to just to fit in. And those things will definitely fade away when it comes to, you know, not physically, but metaphorically getting punched in the mouth because things are not going the way that you feel like they should go. Your why is something that you have to sit down, and I advise that you write it out. You know, what it is that you want to accomplish in your life. What is it that you want to work on in your life? And then write down, why is that important to you? And then look at that why and analyze it. And is that really the reason why you want to do it? Because if it's not, or if you're not absolutely 100% certain and it gets you excited or emotional, right? Maybe that's not your why. Maybe you have to dig a little bit deeper with yourself and really figure it out, why it is that you want to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. You know, for me, it's my family, you know, being the best example for them or being able to provide for them. Those are the things that I go to when life gets tough, because I know that stuff is strong enough to get me through those situations. I challenge you to figure out what that is for you, because you all have something that'll ultimately motivate you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in life. But is it actually what you want to accomplish, or is it to fill some hole that you have, or to prove something to somebody? That's something that you need to think about, because I believe that you can accomplish the things that you want to accomplish as long as your why is strong enough. When you think about that why, it should make you emotional. Whether it makes you upset, whether it makes you angry, whether it makes you excited. If you're feeling those things when you are discovering this why and what this journey that you want to take with yourself is, I promise you that it will happen for you. Because whenever those times get tough, shoot, you can write it down on the piece of paper, right? You can dig it deep down in here. But fall back on that. Let that be your motivation. And when you start thinking about your why more on a daily basis, it'll keep you in a positive mindset, because you'll always be going back to that. And all these little things that are going on in your life will kind of fade away, because now you're focused. So there it is. Day number one, discovering your why. If you have any questions about this, feel free to message me. But I really challenge you to think about, write down what it is that you want to accomplish And why do you want to accomplish it? It could be having some nice things. It could be providing things for your family. It could be, you know, losing weight. It could be whatever, whatever it is in your life. But why do you want to accomplish that? That's what I have for you today. I hope this was helpful. Day two is going to be really, really good. I'm really excited about this series. If you want to stick along, that'd be awesome. If not, hopefully that you got something out of this for the day. I hope you guys have a great day and a great week, and I will see you guys next time.